You are listening to a podcast from the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust. The views expressed in this podcast are of the individual contributor and not necessarily those of HMDT.
Well, the Gypsies have never been popular since they arrived in Europe in the 15th century, but things peaked, I think, with the coming of the nation state and Bismarck, and in Germany particularly. So from Bismarck onwards, there was more and more laws against Gypsies. They couldn't travel more than five families, they couldn't have guns, they tried to stop them having horses, it was fingerprinted, it varied, of course, from state to state. Until the Nazis came, there was no one German state with laws, but the situation in Germany wasn't very good. And in, say, Hungary and Romania, there was a lot of anti-Gypsy feeling because they wanted to have a pure Hungarian race and a pure Romanian country. Well, from the very beginning, the Nazis classed the Gypsies alongside the Jews as threw them out of jobs in civil service. They weren't allowed to join the army later. There's no intermarriage wasn't allowed. So they were classed as Jews and blacks from 1933 onwards. But the actual strong suppression came about 1938, 1939, when Gypsies were being arrested at random, really, and sent to camps, labour camps, which later became concentration camps. Well, I think it's important to remember that Gypsies in Germany were not all nomadic. About half of them were nomadic. They were travelling around doing craft work, but also acting small-scale circuses, things like that. And this was all banned. But a lot of Gypsies were living in houses, but they were taken out of the houses and put into camps. And they didn't have caravans, so there were huts as well as caravans in these camps. And each town in Germany, each big town, built a camp, and Gypsies were put there on the grounds of their race, not because they were nomadic. And that was really the start of the full oppression, because then from the camps, they were later taken quite easily into the labour camps and then to the extermination camps. And this was followed in Austria and to a lesser extent perhaps in Hungary and Poland. In Poland, Gypsies were when the Germans occupied Poland, Gypsies were put into the Jewish ghettos alongside Jews who were made to squash up, make room for them. Well, those Gypsies were kept, men and women and children, together for a period of about 2 years, and nobody's quite sure why. And then they broke up the camp and sent the young people of working age away to other camps, and all the rest were just gassed in one night. So that was the Auschwitz family camp in Birkenau. That night of August the 2nd to 3rd has become a sort of focus for ceremonies similar to that of the Warsaw Ghetto or the Shoah Day, and that's when most communities mark the Holocaust, August the 2nd to 3rd night, with the night vigils. And of course a lot of Gypsies will go to Auschwitz and to other camps for that matter and spend the night there. Well, Himmler, we think, paid two visits to Auschwitz, and the second one he told the camp commander to liquidate the camp. And the Gypsies had been warned of this by two of the women who were taken off to dance with German officers in their hotel. So they told the whole Gypsy camp that there was going to be this attempt to move them into the gas chambers, and they fought back that night with sort of knives, forks and bare hands. And after an hour, the commander decided to call off the actual exercise. And then over the following 2 months, they moved all the young people, the young men and women from about 14 years upwards, were moved to other camps, Buchenwald and Sachsenhausen in particular, which simply left elderly people and people in the sick bays. And then on the night of August the 2nd, they came, and again, well, not again, but as elsewhere, they didn't say, "We're going to take you to the gas chambers." They said, "We're taking you to another camp. Here's a sausage and a piece of bread." And they drove off in the opposite direction to the gas chambers, which were next to the Gypsy camp, and then went round and brought them in. And by that time, the Gypsies realised because they... And by that time, the Gypsies realised because they knew what had been happening to Jews in the so-called showers where you were meant to be deloused, but ended up in the gas chamber. So they fought back again. One or two tried to hide in the camps. One or two asked, said that they fought in the First World War, had medals, or the husband had medals. And all resistance ended, and they were herded into the gas chambers. And they weren't, in fact, then taken to the crematorium, and the books simply don't have this right. Because the crematoriums weren't working that night, they were just loaded into ditches and burnt in ditches. So the image of the crematorium for that night is actually wrong. It did apply to an earlier case, in fact, two earlier cases where Gypsies were gassed, several hundred, but not to this August the 2nd and 3rd, when the camp was liquidated. On that night, we think about 3,000. As far as the whole camp's concerned, over 20,000 either were killed at different stages or died from lack of any medical treatment or lack of food. Well, that was sort of the end of Germany, because there were no more gypsies left in Germany. And also for Western Europe, all the gypsies that could be picked up from Holland and Belgium had been sent to Auschwitz. What happened then was the change from having camps where people were held to extermination camps, and the main extermination camps, Chełmno and Treblinka, were used for gypsies from Poland, but also from Belarus and some of the occupied eastern territories, the western part of the Soviet Union. And also gypsies were killed on the side of the road just when their army or police came across their camps. There were cases where any gypsies having to be in prison were taken out and shot. One or two cases where they were put into synagogues and the synagogue was set on fire. And the program of sterilization went alongside this. So in the camps where gypsies were working, they tried to get the men to be sterilized and often promised them, if you were sterilized, we'll release you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust. To find out further information, please visit www.hmd.org.uk.